Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate March 31st. Champagne and the Milky Way galaxy have one thing in common. They're both bubbly. The bubbles in champagne tickle the nose and the palate. The bubbles in the Milky Way tickle clouds of gas and dust, creating new stars. Our solar system sits near the center of the local bubble, a cloud that's 1,000 light years across. Its surface is bedazzled by several clusters of young stars. In a recent study, astronomers obtained precise details about nearby young stars from Gaia, a space telescope that's mapping more than 1 billion stars. They then used data visualization software to plot the locations of the stars. Catherine Zucker, a member of the team, explained what they found.
In the present day, almost every single nearby young star lies on the surface of the local bubble. As a result, by turning back the clock and tracing the history of star formation forward to the present day, we can explain how all nearby star formation began.
The bubble began about 14 million years ago when a star exploded as a supernova. The shockwave, along with those of other supernovas, began clearing a giant cavity.
As this bubble expands, it sweeps up clouds of gas and dust on its surface, sort of like a snow plow can sweep up snow.
Some of that gas and dust collapses to form new stars, including the ones measured by Gaia. Our solar system entered the local bubble about 5 million years ago. It will remain inside it for several million years more. You can find more astronomy news in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.